Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Netflix has done this documentary. I actually think the... Are you familiar with the Duplass brothers? They've done a bunch of documentaries. They had an HBO show, Mark Duplass. Guarantee if you Googled them, you'd recognize the guy. So they're the guys behind this. And it's called the Octopus Murders. And it has to do with a lot of conspiracy, FBI, CIA, U.S. government in the 80s, 70s and 80s. And it basically starts, there was a journalist who was looking into all this stuff. He was found dead in a hotel room. Clearly, they tried to make it look like a suicide. They had cut his wrist. It was not a suicide. He was murdered because he got too close to this thing. Some other guy now has taken over this story.
Got too close to this thing.
Yeah.
What is this thing?
I'm still trying to figure it out.
I have no idea.
I'm still trying to figure this out. So I do and I don't. So basically, it's just the intelligence agencies doing certain things that are breaking the rules in a way to give our country an advantage.
So is this
in
like
certain things?
You know, guns to the Contras.
That's one of them. Yes.
Okay.
And then also,
was there anything to do with Ronald Reagan's assassination attempt or any of that?
I haven't finished the last episode, so I don't know if that's a part of it, but. The Carter-Reagan election with the Iranian hostages.
Oh, yeah.
The Iranian hostages, that way we all remember that, Iran-Contra, the Iranian hostages.
Yeah, right.
So they ran on that platform. Like, Reagan was like, you know, this would never happen if I were in office. Mm-hmm. So then there's some paper trails of basically payments to Iran saying, why don't you hold on to these hostages until after the election? Make sure they're taken care of.
Would any of that surprise anything? Especially after what we went through in 2020?
100%. I'm not saying I'm surprised. Okay. It's not me being surprised.
Yep.
It's just to see all of this. This is just one layer of this craziness, right? So, and then, of course, the day that he's elected, boom, the hostages are at an airport in the U.S. soil again, right? Just like that. There was another, this program was like the first computer intelligence program called Promise. And how the U.S. government hired this crazy whiz, Michael Recanosciuto, to build a back door into this intelligence software that the U.S. was selling to other countries. And then this guy had this trap door where he could write code and get into it and see what all the other countries were doing with their intelligence agencies.
Very smart.
Yeah, right. So this, it would have all these different things. And then there was this guy, nobody knew what he did or who he was or who he worked for. And then he's setting up shop on some Indian reservation in California, like with these Nicaraguans, like shooting off guns in the middle of the night and selling these guys weapons. And then they're using the reservation because of the whatever the laws are that you could skirt with these things. And then, like, they built some casino there, but that was just a front to be able to do what all whatever the government operations were. And I, like, you need to be as locked in, like, the attention span that we have Americans today.
No good, no good.
This documentary puts it to the test because you cannot put your phone down or take your attention off the TV and look at your phone for a second without missing something. And then you're completely lost and you got to rewind. And then, so I do recommend it, but I have a feeling that you'll be able to do it. You'll be able to watch it. And this is no offense to Al, just no, because I've had a little bit of a tough time. Al's going to start it, and he's going to be out immediately.
My Netflix must know this already, because I watch every murder documentary, any conspiracy documentary. And I was I told you, this hasn't even popped up on my Netflix, and I looked at the cover art to see. I do not recognize this at all. I don't. My Netflix knows I'm not going to be able to figure this out.
That's funny.
Yeah, I can see that.
And how about this? Remember we were talking about that other documentary was like Lover, Stalker, Killer, and how the real person involved was doing the reenactments? In this one, it's even stranger. So there's the journalist who gets murdered back in 1991 looking into this thing. Now there's this younger guy who has now taken over this story who looks like the guy who was murdered, just like randomly. And that guy who's working on the story is acting in the reenactment of the guy who got murdered back in the 90s. So he's now playing that guy, but he's a real guy in the story as well.
That would have been like Brad Maynard playing Helen Hunt.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was just like, and this is one of those things, and the, like, no offense to Al, no offense to Gina. I'm trying to be very kind. Gina would not be, she, done. Absolutely. She wouldn't make it through. I didn't even ask her to watch this with me because she is all over the place. I mean, the fact that she concentrates on watching the, you know, Bravo shows is amazing to me.
Well, that interests her.
It does, but I mean, like, we watched the end of the True Detective on HBO Max, and I kind of knew what happened, but it was a little confusing, but I had like 90% of it figured out. And she goes, I have no idea what just happened. And she wanted me to explain it to her. I just said, no, I'm not.
Oh, you're mean.
Because here's what would have happened. Because I've been married to her long enough to know this is what would have happened. I would have started explaining it to her, and then she would have checked out a minute into me explaining it to her, going, I don't understand, whatever, and just, like, walked away. So I'm like, why am I going to waste,
you know? Okay.
Like, if you... Like,
you don't want to waste your time.
If you're really that interested in it...
Oh, man.
Go look it up. You know what I'm saying? It's just like... Yeah. I don't feel like figuring that out.
You know what? I'll try to check it out. I'll try to watch this thing if I can figure it out.
Yeah.
It would interest me.
Oh, yeah. It definitely would. And then there's what I love is how, like, oh, this guy's onto it. Boom. Make him disappear. Mm-hmm. It was like all these people would, like, kind of figure things out. And it was like, all right, now you're dead.
Are the Clintons involved?
Not in this particular one.
No, they got a lot of dead people in their lives.
The Reagan administration is, though, which is funny. So it's like they were talking about the hostages and how they were released. And it was just, so Ronald Reagan's out on a golf course, right?
Yeah.
And they're asking him, is like, did you have any contact with the Iranians about the hostages before you were president? He's like, oh, no, I haven't talked to them. I wasn't president. Did anybody from your campaign, he's like holding a golf ball at a club, anybody from your campaign reach out to the Iranians about the hostages and then keep them? And he's like, well, I don't know. I can't keep control of everybody. I'm just like, whoa! mind-blowing!
Yeah, so somebody, crazy! Yeah, so somebody was in contact.
Yeah! But you think about, like... Like, in this day and age of, like, conspiracy theories that are going on everywhere and that more people are...
aware of it.
Yes.
Yes.
To go back and to see, like, this, there are facts here, you know what I'm saying, of things that went on, like, and it's just crazy to think. And then you start thinking, what's going on now? And then you get these guys that know, like, there was the son of... One of these guys was involved, like these weapons dealers, a guy who did all this stuff on the Indian reservation. And his son had, like, no clue what his father... He's like, we moved to Lexington, then we moved over to France, and then we went down to Texas, and then we went out to California, then we lived 6 months down in Brazil, and then I went to South Africa. And he's like, what'd your dad do? He's like, he was an advocate for people who, you know, that's the mystery of him. I don't know. You know, and this guy, he worked
I mean, if he worked for a government agency, he couldn't tell his son what he was doing.
Well, true. That is true. But then there was, like, a different, like, intelligence. You'd love this. Now I'm thinking about this. You would love
this. Okay.
All right. So, like, all these, like, retired CIA and FBI guys all started working for this corporation, Wackenhut. Wackenhut. So, like, the whole board of Wackenhut was all these, like, CIA guys. And then they would really be, like, running... all the intelligence from this front of this corporation.
I'll check out Wackenhut.
Yeah, I don't know if it's still
there. Maybe they have a new documentary comes out, Whack and Hunt.
That could be one of those be careful of typing situations.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was.
Your computer could blow up.
I'm telling you, when I was done with the first episode of this, I was peeking out of my windows. Like, I was just putting the curtain out, and I was just like looking outside. What's going on? What's happening out there?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.